other than Star Trek, that we haven't played for a long, long time. But that just locked in right away from the beginning. So it's amazing how polished it is because we've been playing it. So that in itself encourages me that this Masquerade and the Autumn Leaves and all the new stuff is going to be at that level in short time. So when you're practicing this, I still notice there's always an area that, you know, if you don't practice those, because the tendency is to, I'm going to practice this stuff that I'm pretty good at and try to make it a little bit better. And I'm always having problems with that, so I'm not going to practice that. You've got to practice it until you can get it. Or you can say to yourself, I'll never in a gazillion years get this. So I'm not going to play. So that's the decision that you have to make. But you have to work on the stuff that you can't get and try to get it. Or try to make it better at the end of your practice session than it was at the beginning. And carry that over to the ensemble. But it's always those little areas that you want to skip over. So I'd rather have you skip over it than to try to play it and slow it down. So it sounds like instead of, I don't know how many people are on that part. Is it just there's only one voice on that part, I think? Those pickups. So say there's 12 people that are supposed to play it. Don't make it sound like there's 112 playing it, okay? I don't know if you can have 12 different attacks in that period of time, but you've got to go over the stuff that you're having problems with. That's what the practice session is for. You can't just play the stuff that you've always played and never made mistakes on. Practice the stuff that you've always made mistakes on and try to eliminate at least one of the mistakes, whether it's the right note, the right partial, the right interpretation, whatever. So let's celebrate. Let's play Celebration. We'll bring in 2022.